Hallelujah. Blessed Savior, blessed Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Do I have any praises in the house tonight? Blessed Redeemer, living word. Hallelujah. Everlasting Father, unchangeable God, hallelujah, giving us his promises, oh yes, and his word that he will never, never, never leave us nor forsake us, hallelujah, no matter what the enemy bring forth, glory to God. He wind up being what he is, a defeated foe. Hallelujah. We win. That's why we praise him and bless him and honor him and glorify him. Glory to God. Because he's worthy. And we're not ashamed of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory. Glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we are going to continue on spiritual things. We are going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We started out on this several weeks ago, and we was talking about the Jesus promise of sending the Holy Spirit. Remember that in John Gospel chapter 14, verse 16. He said, I pray the Father, he should give you what? Another comforter, that he may what? Abide with you forever. Well, we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. We started Sunday. We read, I'm going to pick up at verse 6. 1 Corinthians 12:6. This is the King James. And I want to talk about tonight as we start, we want to talk about the one that we see manifest the most, but and that is the gift of prophecy. And it says, and we know that he talked about different verse 4. Let me get there so I can come on up to where we are. 12:6 is where I want to pick up at, 1 Corinthians 12:6. Verse 4 talks about, let me get to the King James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's going to be good, y'all. I'm telling you now, it's going to be good. He talked about diversity of gifts. Then talked about different of administration. different way that God administrate these gifts. Then he talks about the diversity to operate the way they operate. So verse 6 says there are diversity of operation, right? But it's what? Same God which worketh what? All in all. But watch this, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man to profit with them. All right. Then I want you to listen to this. Listen to this. This is the open door. This is the door that opens into, this is the door into spiritual gifts. The very thing that is sad that most, I should say, too much of the church world, it shouldn't be among the church, but it's the main one, have fought the hardest, and is the very one that he sent to dwell with us forever. And so this is the door, we're talking about spiritual gifts now. This is the door into spiritual gifts. Speaking in tongues is the initial supernatural sign or evidence of the Holy Spirit indwelling. You see, speaking in tongues is the beginning of it all. Amen. And this is the very thing that people too many of the church world tried to eliminate. And some denomination, I don't want to waste any time talking about it, I just need to make this point. Some of the denomination even call this speaking in tongues of the devil. And you can tell they're very unlearned. But here Jesus said, I pray the Father he should give you another comforter that he may remain with you how long? Forever, right? All right. And so he gave us these gifts. Let me restate that. When he gave us the Holy Spirit, these 9 manifestation of the Spirit belongs to the Holy Spirit. He orchestrates, he manifests them, but they belong to us because we are the body of Christ. But it's not, but he's in control because there he is. Okay? So let's look at the scripture and give them to you so you can study them. You go to your Bible, you can get other material. They gave us this. I was fortunate and blessed, and we have access to it now. When I was at Rhema, because when I went to Rhema in 1979 with my first year, 79 through 81, I was there. And I knew absolutely nothing, zero, about spiritual gifts. Then when I read the book, because Brother Hagin, Dad Hagin have a lot of books on spiritual gifts, and it will benefit you to read them. And I know zero, I knew zero, because I didn't even know what a spiritual gift. And all I knew was preaching, and the only thing I knew about was the pastor. And I heard about the missionary, you know, people going to missionary journey and so forth. But as far as what was in the Bible, because I didn't read it, we were not told or inclined. My parents didn't read a lot to us. And therefore, we came up, you become what you around, what you like, what you involved in. So I did very little reading. The only reading that took place in my family, they never read the Bible to us, maybe a blue moon, it might have, I don't remember, but we went to church, okay? And the only thing they read was those Sunday school literature, and they can't be trusted all the way. Amen.